Skywarn active.
This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. At 1:44 p.m., the National Weather Service issued a severe thunderstorm warning for northwestern Johnston County and Wake County until 2:30 p.m. At 1:42 p.m., the National Weather Service Doppler radar indicated a severe thunderstorm over Holly Springs, or 10 miles south of Cary, moving northeast at 30 miles per hour. Winds in excess of 58 miles per hour are likely with this storm. Locations impacted include Apex, Lake Wheeler, Garner, Raleigh, New Hope, and Knightdale. Damaging winds of 58 miles per hour and greater are expected from this storm. These winds can blow down trees, power lines, and can damage mobile homes and other buildings. Seek shelter in a sturdy structure until the storm has passed. Stay away from windows as flying debris generated by damaging winds can be deadly. Again, that's a severe thunderstorm warning for northwestern Johnston and Wake County until 2:30 p.m. The National Weather Service is looking for spotter reports. Spotter reports should include the following. Hail, any size initially, then penny size, 3/4 inch in diameter or larger thereafter. Measured wind speeds of greater than 50 miles per hour. Measured rainfall of 1 inch or more that falls within an hour's time or less in the times of measurement. Flooding and flash flooding where none normally occurs. Rotating wall clouds, funnel clouds, or tornadoes, and any damage caused by high winds. This includes down limbs or trees, their approximate diameter, and any building or roof damage. Skywarn will monitor this frequency for reports of severe weather. We'll be in standby mode, meaning this is a non-directed net, and the repeater will be free for normal amateur activity. We ask that stations leave long breaks between transmissions for Skywarn traffic. Also, spotters are encouraged to stay tuned to NOAA Weather Radio or local media for further information and updates. We're operating on the WB4TQD 14688 repeater. We're not anticipating any problems, but should the repeater go offline, our backup will be the K4ITL 147.105 repeater with a tone of 82.5 Hz. NC4VA, Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter reports. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. At 1:55 p.m., the National Weather Service issued the following severe weather statement. A severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 2:30 p.m. for Wake and northwestern Johnston counties. At 1:50 p.m., local law enforcement reported a severe thunderstorm near Lake Wheeler, or 8 miles southeast of Cary, moving east at 40 miles per hour. This storm has a history of producing destructive winds, which knock down trees in the Holly Springs. Seek shelter now inside a sturdy structure and stay away from windows. The National Weather Service is looking for spotter reports. We'll be monitoring those frequencies for the thing. We'll be in standby mode, meaning this is a non-directed net. The repeater is free for other amateur activity as well, but we ask that stations leave long breaks in between each transmission for any Skywarn traffic. NC4VA, Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter reports.
NC4VA, this is KJ4LKE Mobile.
KJ4LKE, NC4VA.
Hey, Virginia, I'm over here by 55 and 64. If you'd like, I can jot down to Holly Springs and see if I can give reports of tree damage if you'd like.
Okay, that would be great, Chris. I appreciate that. NC4VA.
All right, KJ4LKE.
NC4VA, KJ4LK of Mobile.
Sensei 4VA, go ahead.
Yeah, Virginia, this is Terry out in East Raleigh. I'm out right around 540 in Knightdale, and the system's just starting to blow through. Extremely heavy rain right now. Visibility's probably down to probably 500 feet. Wind's starting to pick up, so I'll keep you advised as to what I have out this way.
Okay, I'd appreciate that very much. Be careful. Let me know if you experience any hail or if you see any wind damage in particular. Be very careful. NC4VA. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. At 2:04 p.m., the National Weather Service issued the following severe weather statement. A severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 2:30 p.m. for Wake and northwestern Johnston counties. At 2:03 p.m., local law enforcement reported a severe thunderstorm moving across southern Wake County near Garner, moving east at 40 miles per hour. This storm has a history of producing destructive winds, which knocked down trees in Holly Springs and southern Raleigh. Seek shelter now inside a sturdy structure and stay away from windows. Skywarn is monitoring this frequency for spotter reports. We're in standby mode, meaning it's a non-directed net. The repeater is free for normal activity, but we ask that any stations using the repeater leave a long break between each transmission for any Skywarn traffic. NC4VA, Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter reports.
WX4NC, this is KJ4LKE Mobile.
KJ4LKE, NC4VA.
Hey Virginia, I have come across a tree across some power lines. Progress Energy is on site and they are, let me get from underneath the power lines right now downstream. It's right here, Highway 55 and Springstone Drive.
Okay, tree across power lines, Progress Energy on site. This is Highway 55 and Springstone Drive. Where is that?
That is in Holly Springs.
Okay, in Holly Springs. Okay, and can you tell how big the tree is? Was it snapped or did it uproot?
Looks like it just snapped off. The base of it I can't quite see because it's inside some bushes and trees. The tree length is probably, I'm going to guess, about 25 feet. These are like low power or low hanging power lines, not really high ones. But there's two Progress Energy trucks here and they're trying to remove it off the lines right now.
Okay, and can you estimate a diameter of that tree?
I'd estimate the diameter about 8 inches, pretty much all the way from the base to the top. It's kind of a tall, skinny tree, but it's not like a southern pine. It's more of a, you know, tree that has, leaves on it. But it looks like it's a dead tree because there's not much leaves on it right now.
Okay. Appears to be more dead than alive. Okay. Great report. Anything else?
I didn't see anything else. I did see a lot of debris in the middle of 55 as I was coming down, through Holly Springs area, in the middle of the road, and some smaller, limb clumps, on the side of the road, but this is the first thing I came across that was, substantial.
Okay, great report. Let me know if you see anything else. NC4VA.
Alright, will do. KJ4LKE Mobile.
This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. At 2:15 p.m., the National Weather Service issued the following severe weather statement. A severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 2:30 p.m. for Eastern Wake and Northwestern Johnston counties. At 2:13 p.m., local law enforcement reported a severe thunderstorm moving across southeastern Wake County, moving east at 35 miles per hour. Locations in the path of the storm include Clayton, Rollsville, Flowers, Wendell, and Linwood. This storm has a history of producing widespread wind damage across southern Wake County. This is an extremely dangerous storm. Seek shelter now inside a sturdy structure and stay away from windows. The National Weather Service is looking for spotter reports of severe weather. Reports should include the following. Hail, any size initially, then penny size, 3/4 inch in diameter or larger thereafter. Measured wind speeds of greater than 50 miles per hour. Measured rainfall of 1 inch or more that falls within an hour's time or less in the times of measurement. Flooding and flash flooding where none normally occurs. Rotating wall clouds, funnel clouds, or tornadoes, and of course any damage that's caused by high winds. This can include downed limbs and trees and their approximate diameter and any building or roof damage. We are monitoring this frequency for reports. We're in standby mode, meaning this is a non-directed net, so the repeater is free for use by others for normal amateur activity. However, we ask that stations leave a pause between each transmission for any skywarn traffic. NC4VA, Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter report.
NC4VA, this is KJ4LKE Mobile.
NC4VA, go ahead.
Hey, Virginia, I think that tree that it was on the power lines cut the power out here, so I just went down the road just a little ways. So on 55 and Oak Hall Drive. You got a officer in the middle of the road directing traffic, so I'm not sure how far down the power outage goes, but there is a power outage down here. I'm assuming due to that tree that's probably a quarter mile up the road a bit where I reported it last.
Okay, very good. Thanks a lot. NC4VA.
KJ4LKE.
This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. At 2:25 p.m., the National Weather Service issued Severe Thunderstorm Watch number 645-645 in effect until 9 p.m. The following counties are included in the Severe Thunderstorm Watch that are part of the Central Carolina Skywarn coverage area. Those counties include Granville, Halifax, Orange, Person, Warren, Chatham, Durham, Franklin, Harnett, Johnston, Nash, Sampson, Vance, Wayne, Edgecombe, Lee, Wake, and Wilson counties. Again, that's Severe Thunderstorm Watch number 645 in effect until 9 p.m. A watch means conditions are favorable for severe weather to develop in and around the watch area. At this time, we have a severe thunderstorm warning in effect until 2:30 p.m. for Eastern Wake and Northwestern Johnston counties. Skywarn is monitoring this frequency for reports of severe weather. We're in standby mode, meaning this is a non-directed net. The repeater is free for other amateur activity. We ask that stations leave a long break between each transmission for any Skywarn traffic. NC4VA, Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter reports.
NC4VA and 0YO.
N0YAO. Hey, Jim, how are you?
I'm doing fine. I got 2 inches out here right now.
Jim, is that an actual measurement? And do you have the times measurement?
Unfortunately, I was outside. Storm started here at about 1:30, and it was as of 2:23. It's an exact measurement, 2 inches.
Okay, got it. Let me have your address, Jim.
Okay, 5220 William and Mary Drive.
And that's Raleigh, is that correct?
That is correct.
Great report, Jim. And if you're around later on, I may call on you. sure is good to hear your voice, NC4VA.
Oh, I'm sure glad I got it back. And at least some air to say it with. I was lacking on both.
All right, well, very good. I think we've got another warning here, so let me get back to that. But, yeah, I may call on you a little bit later to help me out if you're around. Thanks, Jim, and I'll relay your report, NC4VA. This is NC4VA, Central Carolina Skywarn. At 2:23 p.m., the National Weather Service in Raleigh issued a severe thunderstorm warning for northern Johnston County, western Wilson County, eastern Wake County, southwestern Nash County, and south central Franklin County until 3:15 p.m. At 2:19 p.m., the National Weather Service Doppler radar indicated a severe thunderstorm over Clayton, or 13 miles northwest of Smithfield, moving northeast at 45 miles per hour. Winds in excess of 58 miles per hour are likely with this storm. Locations impacted include Flowers, Wendell, Emmett, Linwood, Middlesex, Bailey, and Sims. Damaging winds of 58 miles per hour and greater are expected from this storm. These winds can blow down trees, power lines, and can damage mobile homes and other buildings. Seek shelter in a sturdy structure until the storm is passed. Stay away from windows, as flying debris generated by damaging winds can be deadly. Severe thunderstorm warning also in effect for eastern Wake and northwestern Johnston counties until 2:30 p.m. NC4VA, Central Carolina Skywarn.
In net control, N2RTF.
N2RTF, NC4VA. N2RTF, NC4VA.
I guess it helps if I push the right button. Sorry about that. Wanted to let you know, my fire department in Clayton just got toned out for a tree down on Shotwell Road by the railroad tracks.
Tree down on something road by railroad tracks. Say that street again for me.
And across street would be Executive Drive.
Okay, I got the part where you've got the cross street at Executive Drive. What was the, I couldn't tell if you said Southwell Road. I'm not sure. Say that for me again.
Southwell.
It's going to be Shotwell. I'm not sure what's wrong with my radio today. Shotwell. Sam Henry Ocean Tom William Edward, Edward Lincoln Lincoln.
Got it that time. Okay, tree down at Shotwell Road. Closest cross street is Executive Drive. And you heard this through fire department dispatch, and this is in Clayton, is that correct?
If that is correct, I'm with the Clayton Fire Department, and our pagers just went off. Let's see, and it's saying it's near Smithfield Packer.
Okay, excellent report. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. NC4VA.
N2RTF.
This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. There is a severe thunderstorm watch in effect until 9 p.m. for the following counties which lie within the Central Carolina Skywarn coverage area: Chatham, Durham, Edgecombe, Franklin, Granville, Halifax, Harnett, Johnston, Lee, Nash, Orange, Person, Sampson, Vance, Wake, Warren, Wayne, and Wilson counties. A watch means conditions are favorable for severe weather to occur in and around the watch area. A severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 3:15 p.m. for South Central, a severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 3:15 p.m. for South Central Franklin, Southwestern Nash, East Central Wake, Western Wilson, and Northern Johnston counties. At 2:35 p.m., National Weather Service Doppler radar continued to indicate a severe thunderstorm. This storm was located near Flowers or near Linwood, moving northeast at 45 miles per hour. Damaging winds of 58 miles per hour and greater are likely with this storm. Locations in the path of the storm include, but are not limited to, Windale, Micro, Emmett, Kinley, Pilot, Middlesex, Bailey, Sims, and Spring Hope. This storm has a history of producing destructive winds. Seek shelter now inside a sturdy structure and stay away from windows. NC4VA, Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter reports of severe weather.
NC4VA, this is KI4VBA.
KI4ZBA, I think it is. Go ahead, NC4VA.
Yes, Virginia, it's KI-4, Victor Bravo Alpha. We have measured a rainfall of 2 inches in the last half hour, and also we have a downed tree limb, approximately 4 or 5 inches in diameter. Can't really go out there and measure it right now.
Okay, down tree limb, 4 to 5 inches in diameter, and you have measured rainfall of 2 inches in the past 30 minutes. Is that from, it's about 2:45 right now, so is that from 2:15 to 2:45?
Yes, it is, ma'am.
Okay, and let me have your street address, wherever this is occurring, if it's at your home, your street address.
Yes, my home address is 1101 Deer Run Court, Clayton, North Carolina.
Okay, great report. And I think it's 1101 Deer Run, deer like the animal deer. Is that correct?
Yes, it is, ma'am. Two separate words, Deer Run.
Got it. And one other question, the tree limb that's down that's 4 to 5 inches in diameter, do you know how long that limb is if you had to roughly estimate?
If I had to estimate, maybe 4 or 5 feet.
Okay, so 4 to 5 feet long, is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay, great report. If you see any other wind damage, let me know. Great report. NC4VA.
All right, happy to help. KI4VBA.
Miss Virginia, it looks like it's building up again, don't it? N4DXA.
Sure does. Another day of it. It's becoming routine. NC4VA.
At least we get to hear your voice every day.
You're most kind. I'm sure a lot of people are getting tired of it. Take care. NC4VA. This is NC4VA, and at 2:45 p.m., the National Weather Service issued the following severe thunderstorm warning. It's in effect for Northern Hope, Northwestern Cumberland, Southeastern Moore, Southwestern Harnett, and Southwestern Lee County until 3:30 p.m. And, of course, Harnett and Lee belong to the Central Carolina Skywarn coverage area. At 2:44 p.m., the National Weather Service Doppler radar indicated a severe thunderstorm over Ashley Heights, or 9 miles south of Southern Pines, moving northeast at 35 miles per hour. Penny-sized hail and winds in excess of 58 miles per hour are likely with this storm. Locations impacted include Ashley Heights, Aberdeen, Bath, and Pine View. Other severe thunderstorm warnings in effect at this time include one until 3:15 p.m. for South Central Franklin, Southwestern Nash, East Central Wake, Western Wilson, and Northern Johnston counties. NC4VA, Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter reports. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. At 2:54 p.m., the National Weather Service issued a severe thunderstorm warning for northern Wilson County, Edgecombe County, and Nash County until 3:45 p.m. At 2:52 p.m., the National Weather Service Doppler radar indicated a severe thunderstorm 6 miles northwest of New Hope or 7 miles southwest of Nashville, moving east at 40 miles per hour. Winds in excess of 58 miles per hour are likely with this storm. Locations impacted include Nashville, Sharpsburg, Rocky Mount, Dorchester, Kingsboro, Leggett, and Speed. Damaging winds of 58 miles per hour and greater are expected from this storm. These winds can blow down trees, power lines, and can damage mobile homes and other buildings. Seek shelter now in a sturdy structure until the storm has passed. Stay away from windows as flying debris generated by damaging winds can be deadly. Okay, so we have a severe thunderstorm warning for Wilson County, Edgecombe County, and Nash County until 3:45 p.m. We have another in effect for southwestern Harnett and southwestern Lee County until 3:30 p.m. And one for south central Franklin, southwestern Nash, east central Wake, western Wilson, or northern Johnston counties until 3:15 p.m. We also have a severe thunderstorm watch in effect for all of the Central Carolina Skywarn coverage area until 9 p.m. That includes the following counties: Chatham, Durham, Edgecombe, Franklin, Granville, Halifax, Harnett, Johnston, Lee, Nash, Orange, Person, Sampson, Vance, Wake, Warren, Wayne, and Wilson counties. Skywarn's in standby mode. The repeater is free for normal amateur activity. We ask that stations leave long breaks between any transmission for any Skywarn traffic. NC4VA, Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter report. This is NC4VA, Central Carolina Skywarn. At 2:59 p.m., the National Weather Service issued a severe weather statement. It reads as follows. A severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 3:30 p.m. for southwestern Lee, southwestern Harnett, southeastern Moore, northwestern Cumberland, and northern Hope counties. And, of course, Lee and Harnett belong to the Central Carolina Skywarn coverage area. At 2:58 p.m., the National Weather Service Doppler radar continued to indicate a severe thunderstorm. This storm was located near Ashley Heights, or 7 miles southeast of Southern Pines, moving northeast at 30 miles per hour. Damaging winds in excess of 58 miles per hour and greater are likely with this storm. Locations in the path of the storm include Whispering Pines, Bath, Fort Bragg, Cameron, Pope Air Force Base, Spring Lake, Lemon Springs, Pineview, and Olivia. This is a dangerous storm. If you're in its path, prepare immediately for damaging winds, destructive hail, and deadly cloud-to-ground lightning. People outside should move to a shelter, preferably inside a strong building but away from windows. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter reports. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. At 3:04 p.m., the National Weather Service issued two severe weather statements, and they read as follows. The severe thunderstorm warning for south central Franklin and east central Wake County is canceled. Storm which prompted that warning has moved out of the area, and the warning is no longer in effect. If you observe severe weather, which includes damaging winds or large hail, in either south central Franklin or east central Wake counties, the National Weather Service would be very much interested in your report. A severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 3:15 p.m. for southwestern Nash, southwestern Wilson, and northern Johnston counties. At 3:03 p.m., the National Weather Service Doppler radar continued to indicate a severe thunderstorm. This storm was located near Bailey, or 10 miles east of Linwood, moving northeast at 25 miles per hour. Damaging winds of 58 miles per hour and greater are likely with this storm. This storm has a history of producing destructive winds and large damaging hail. Seek shelter now inside a sturdy structure and stay away from windows. And a reminder, we have a severe thunderstorm watch in effect for the entire Central Carolina Skywarn coverage area until 9 p.m. We are monitoring the frequency for spotter reports. We're in standby mode. That means it's a non-directed net. The repeater is free for other amateur activity. However, we do ask that those stations leave long breaks between each transmission for Skywarn traffic. NC4VA, Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter reports.
NC4VA, KD4UJC, not with a spotter's report.
NC4VA.
Hey, Virginia, can you send me an email when you get a chance? Let me know when and where the next spotter's class is. I haven't had one in several years, and I'm pretty sure some things have changed since then.
Okay, where are you located?
Well, my current residence is Four Oaks, North Carolina, about 12 miles south of Smithfield.
Okay, I know where Four Oaks is. The only spotter classes at the moment that are scheduled by the National Weather Service, I can tell you where they are real quickly. They have one in Rocky Mount. That's an advanced spotter class on August the 3rd, 7 to 9 p.m. at Boating Owl Enterprises. And then a basic spotter training August the 11th up at the Glass House on Satellite Point Road in Henderson. And all of these, all spotter trainings are listed. If you go to have you got a pencil handy before I tell you this? Otherwise, I'll send it to you by email.
No, I'm going down the road about 75 miles an hour. I don't think it'd be a good idea for me to be driving and writing at the same time.
No, it wouldn't be. Give me your email address, and I'll send you an online link where you can check periodically and see when the classes are offered.
Okay, it's JARS member. It's JARS member, J-A-R-S M-E-M-B-E-R at yahoo.com.
Okay, and let me have your call sign again.
Sure, it's Kilo Delta 4, Uniform Juliet Charlie. Name's Mike.
Okay, Mike, I'll send you that link, because, yeah, I'd love to see you have current training if it's been a while. And thanks for asking, and I'll get that information out to you. And drive safely, NC4VA.
All right, one more inquiry before I go, if you don't mind, or before you go. I'm presently retired, have nothing but time on my hands. Are you in need of net control? I used to be one of those. It's been about 10 years or so ago, and I'm sure that's changed a lot since then, too.
Mike, I'll send you some information about net control. How about that, along with the URL that I'm going to send you?
Works for me. I appreciate it. Hopefully you don't get too busy this afternoon. KD4UJC.
Thanks, Mike. NC4VA. Weather Service has issued a severe weather statement at 3:11 p.m. A severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 3:45 p.m. for Nash, Edgecombe, and Northern Wilson counties. At 3:09 p.m., the public reported a severe thunderstorm near Sharpsburg or near Rocky Mount, moving east at 30 miles per hour. Damaging winds of 58 miles per hour and greater are likely with this storm. This storm has a history of producing destructive winds with numerous trees down in Nash County and a gust of 45 miles per hour at the Rocky Mount Airport. Seek shelter now inside a sturdy structure and stay away from windows. Locations in the path of this storm include Red Oaks, Dorchess, Macclesville, Pine Tops, Battleboro, Kingsboro, Whitakers, Tarboro, Leggett, Princeville, and Steed. Skywarn is monitoring this frequency for reports of severe weather. We're in standby mode, meaning this is a non-directed net for repeaters free for normal amateur activity. We do ask, though, that stations who utilize the repeater leave a break between each transmission for any Skywarn traffic. Spotters are encouraged to stay tuned to NOAA Weather Radio or local media for further information and updates. NC4VA, Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter report. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. At 3:19 p.m., the National Weather Service issued the following severe weather statement. A severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 3:45 p.m. for East Central Nash, Edgecombe, and Northern Wilson counties. At 3:16 p.m., the National Weather Service Doppler radar continued to indicate a severe thunderstorm. This storm was located near Rocky Mount, moving east at 30 miles per hour. Damaging winds of 58 miles per hour and greater are likely. A recent gust at the Rocky Mount Airport reached 45 miles per hour. This storm has a history of producing widespread wind damage across Nash County. This is an extremely dangerous situation. Seek shelter now inside a sturdy structure and stay away from windows. Locations in the path of this storm include Macclesville, Pine Top, Brattleboro, Kingsboro, Whitakers, Tarboro, Leggett, Princeville, and Speed. And, of course, a severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 3:30 p.m. for southwestern Lee and southwestern Harnett counties. A severe thunderstorm watch is in effect for all of the Central Carolina Skywarn coverage area. We're in standby mode. That means the repeater's free for normal amateur activity. We ask that stations leave a pause between each transmission for any Skywarn traffic. NC4VA, Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter report. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. The National Weather Service just issued the following severe weather statement. The severe thunderstorm warning for southwestern Lee, southwestern Harnett, and east central Moore counties is canceled. And of course, Lee and Harnett belong to the Central Carolina Skywarn coverage area. The storm which prompted the warning has weakened, and the warning is no longer in effect. If you observe severe weather, including damaging winds or large hail within the southwestern Lee or southwestern Harnett County areas, the National Weather Service is very interested in your report.
So boost your power up.
And please pass it through Central Carolina Skywarn. While the immediate severe weather threat has dissipated in that area, additional severe weather is possible during the next few hours. Folks in those areas should be prepared to move quickly to an interior room or a safe shelter if a warning is issued. A severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 3:45 p.m. for East Central Nash, Edgecombe, and Northern Wilson counties. At 3:16 p.m., the National Weather Service Doppler radar continued to indicate a severe thunderstorm. This storm was located near Rocky Mount, moving east at 30 miles per hour. Damaging winds of 58 miles per hour and greater are likely. A recent gust at the Rocky Mount Airport reached 45 miles per hour. This storm has a history of producing widespread wind damage across Nash County. This is a dangerous situation. Seek shelter now inside a sturdy structure and stay away from windows. Locations in the path of this storm include Macclesville, Pine Tops, Brattleboro, Kingsboro, Whitakers, Tarboro, Leggett, Princeville, and Speed. A severe thunderstorm watch remains in effect for all of the Central Carolina Skywarn counties, all 18, until 9 p.m. That means severe weather is the conditions for severe weather is favorable in and around the coverage area. Skywarn remains in standby mode, which means the repeater is available for use for other amateur activity. This is a non-directed net. However, we do ask that each station leave a long break between each transmission for Skywarn traffic. NC4VA, Central Carolina Skywarn.
10-4 Coffee.
This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. The severe thunderstorm warning for southwestern Lee, southwestern Harnett, east central Moore counties is canceled. And of course, southwestern Lee and southwestern Harnett belong to the Central Carolina Skywarn coverage area. The storm which prompted the warning has weakened, and the warning is no longer in effect. If you observe severe weather, including damaging winds and large hail in Harnett or Lee County, the National Weather Service would like your report. Please pass it through Central Carolina Skywarn. While the immediate severe weather threat has dissipated in those areas, additional severe weather is possible during the next 4 hours. Be prepared to move quickly to an interior room or safe shelter if a warning is issued. Severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 3:45 p.m. for East Central Nash, Edgecombe, and Northern Wilson counties. And a severe thunderstorm watch is in effect for all of the Central Carolina Skywarn coverage area until 9 p.m. NC4VA, Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter reports. NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. The National Weather Service in Raleigh issued the following severe weather statement. The severe thunderstorm warning for East Central Nash, Edgecombe, and Northern Wilson counties expires at 3:45 p.m. The storm which prompted the warning has weakened, and the warning will be allowed to expire. While the immediate severe weather threat has dissipated, additional severe weather is possible during the next few hours. Be prepared to move quickly to an interior room in a safe shelter if a warning is issued. If you have observed severe weather, including damaging winds or large hail, in the East Central Nash, Edgecombe, or Northern Wilson County area, the National Weather Service is very interested in your report. Please pass it through Central Carolina Skywarn. And a watch remains in effect at this time until 9 p.m. for the entire Central Carolina Skywarn coverage area. We're going to leave the tones up for a little while, even though there is not currently a severe thunderstorm in our area, and we'll be standing by for any spotter reports of severe weather out of the affected areas. NC4VA, Central Carolina Skywarn. NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. I'm going to bring down the tone since there are no warnings within the Central Carolina Skywarn coverage area. However, Skywarn will still remain activated due to a severe thunderstorm watch in effect for all 18 counties under the Central Carolina Skywarn coverage area until 9 p.m.
Skywarn, clear.
Again, Central Carolina Skywarn is still activated. All of the Central Carolina Skywarn coverage area, all 18 counties, remain under a severe thunderstorm watch until 9 p.m. And Central Carolina Skywarn will be monitoring this frequency for reports of severe weather. NC4VA, standing by for spotter reports.